You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. A recent Fresh Air interview featured a book about the 1964 tsunami. I'm a big fan of Terry Gross and listen whenever I can, but my hackles went up when she said, quote, "The earthquake generated deadly tidal waves," unquote. Why did I bristle? Because she really should have known better. Tidal waves are a real phenomenon, but they have nothing to do with earthquakes or what happened in Alaska. Caused by the attraction of the sun and the moon, they can be predicted to the minute. In China, thousands gather each year along the Kayan Tang River to view a spectacular surge that can reach heights of 30 feet. Tsunamis, in contrast, are caused by the displacement of the seafloor, mainly from earthquakes, but sometimes landslides or eruptions, and can't be predicted. Tsunamis always include multiple surges spaced irregularly in time. The first surge is never the largest, and these surges can continue for a long time, a day or sometimes longer. Calling a tsunami a tidal wave can have tragic consequences if people think they behave the same way. So please, Ms. Gross, chalk this one up as a learning experience and continue to enrich our airwaves for many years. For Shaky Ground, this is Lori Dangler.